I want to get into a story that I think really, really needs to be addressed. And if you go to drudgereport.com, and Drudge Report has a billion page views a month, right? It's a really big site, and it just gives headlines, a lot of headlines, and I like to check those out sometimes. So if you go to drudgereport.com, and it's Saturday night, and we're hanging out, and sometimes I'll just check Drudge Report to see what's going on, right? So I'll check Drudge Report, and you can't, all of the stories, there's been so many stories about men doing crazy things, right? I mean, you can't possibly look at the news without seeing something about a man doing something ridiculous. And Richard Branson accused of motorboating singer. And I mean, that sounds funny. I don't know if it's a funny story or not, but it's just gotten really, really crazy. Here's a story from InfoWars. Calls for Sleeping Beauty to be banned because prince kisses princess without consent. And so we have somebody, the London Telegraph reports that the woman Sarah Hall took to social media to complain about a book her six-year-old son bought or her six-year-old son brought home from school, depicting a modernized version of the classic story. I don't know what's going on here in this modernized version. So there's just a lot going on here. And I mean, I think we should talk about it, because there's a lot we could say about what men are up to. Men are up to a lot of nonsense all the time. And so are women, by the way. So are women. So are we all at times. We're all up to a lot of nonsense a lot of times. And the interesting thing about these stories, first of all, men have been screwing women over for a tremendous period of time, a long time. You know, they've been lying. They cheat. I mean, there's been very bad things that men have done. And a lot of times, especially I would say from what I gather from the 50s, women just had to take it, right? And then they kind of fought back, and I think that that's understandable. But so that's terrible, right? So we could all agree, I think, that that's bad. And actually, I think there's probably more truth that needs to come out from men about, you know, why we're so crazy. I should say we, because I am one. And when I say crazy, I mean men are very sexually driven. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And everybody knows this. And so what's weird about these stories, not this one, I think this is weird for a different reason, but all of these stories coming out now about all of the celebrities, and some of them are really bad, I think, in terms of forcing girls and, you know, making their jobs dependent on physical things. And, you know, that's like forcing is, you know, bad. I'd say we all agree that's not good. But some of these things that aren't forcing, and aren't making somebody's job dependent on it, everybody knows this is going on. And it's been going on for years, for decades. Men, people, all you have to do is go to Craigslist and read some of the ads. And that tells you what people are really up to. So it's interesting to me in the media that people are surprised that men are up to craziness. Everybody from Charlie Rose to, I mean, you name it. Kevin Spacey's, you know, up to some things, which again, some of them could be really bad. I guess underage guys and, you know, holding people down and things like that. Not good. But to think that this just all started now, and that there's only certain men that are up to this, to at least being like promiscuous or wanting to be physical. I think, again, there's some sort of line there about, you know, free will. Like, you don't want to be forcing people. And I think that the, anything like illegal is probably, we would agree, pretty bad. But the idea that this is a mystery as to why, in terms of other situations, that men are trying to pick up girls and trying to hit on them and they're trying to date them and they're trying to have sex, and that's shocking and it's too masculine and it's crazy. I think it's going, I don't know where it ends, because every man could be on trial, literally. And people are creepy, not just men. I mean, we can look at our phones, and some of us, we may have thousands of pictures of, if you're single and you've dated in the digital age and you're a guy and you try to keep in shape, girls send you pictures all the time. I mean, you know, scantily clad pictures all the time. A lot of them. 1,000 of them over 15 years, for example. Somebody, you know, were to check out a phone I may have had, there's a lot of pictures you get, which is, it's nice. But what I'm saying is people in general are creepy. We're all like kind of creepy. That's how we all got here. We're all kind of wild animals in a way. And to act shocked by this in the media, people coming out and saying, I can't believe that, I can't believe these guys are, and again, like rape and forcing people to do things to get a job and things like that or something, that's bad. But every man, even the best men I've known, all of them have been up to what I call the hard sell, which is really trying to talk a girl into, you know, being physical in some way, or they're persuasive, or they're trying to puff out their peacock feathers by having an expensive car, or, you know, doing something crazy to get a girl's attention, or, saying sexual things. And it's almost everybody in the world is up to this. So it's very odd to me that people or the media, because I don't think anybody's surprised by it. Everybody knows this stuff is going on anyway. It's very interesting that the media is somewhat surprised by this. And all these stories are coming out, because literally they could come out about everybody. And so what should we do about it? You know, we see this story here, calls for Sleeping Beauty to be banned because prince kisses princess without consent. You know, there's a lot of people in this, I've actually talked to, I would say 50 to 100 women in 15 years that have ideas about, you know, fantasies about this even happening, a man taking charge. And, so how do we navigate this? I'm open to suggestions. But all I know is it's not a surprise. Like, the strange part to me is that the media is acting like it's a surprise that men are doing crazy things. All you have to do is listen to Howard Stern, who actually is a pretty monogamous guy. And I don't know, and he is actually a germaphobe. But they talk about crazy things on that show. People talk about the crazy things they're up to. And it's no mystery that men like to be wild, and that they like to be promiscuous, and that they're constantly thinking about sex. It's just like that's what's going on. So I don't know that the solution to all of this is to pretend it's not happening, or that it's going to change because we're pointing the finger at 500 celebrities. I don't know that that's actually going to change anything. So I want to know what you guys think, because it's a pretty hot topic. And actually, I'm trying to find the live chat here. Let's see. Let me see where the YouTube live chat is. Somebody chat with... Oh, here we go. Chat messages, da-da-da. I don't want to be flagged. Here we go. Peace from Jacksonville, Florida. How you doing, Patty? I see you now. I see you over here. Okay, so we got the live chat going on. Thank you for your message, Patty. Peace to you. Peace to you. What else have we got going on here on Facebook? So what do you guys think we should do about this? This story is, it's just growing. There's so many people that are coming out, and so many guys, you know, it's very weird what we do as a society, right? We pretend that we're shocked, and it's really just the people that are getting caught. The people that are getting caught, we act shocked by it. We act shocked because they're caught, but most of us, we're quite hypocritical, right? I mean, at some point, if you examine everybody's life to a really, you know, intense degree, you're going to find something that is strange or is odd that they've done. And so what we do is, when somebody gets caught or outed, then everybody acts shocked and is like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. They're bad. Ha ha ha. Like, that's bad. I don't want to be like them. How dare they? Meanwhile, most people, including, I mean, I certainly have not been perfect. Definitely not. You know, I think there's levels all of us have. But most people, we've been up to some sort of shenanigans. So just to say that, you know, somebody got caught and we're going to now laugh at them and all these celebrities are bad. Well, people have been doing this for a long time. And most people that are pointing the finger, we've not been perfect either. So what do we do about the situation? And I would guess that we need to actually help each other. I certainly need help. We need to actually help each other and talk about, why are guys suppressing all this sexual energy so that they act out at work and they do weird things? You know, because I can't imagine being a woman. I mean, I'll tell you the funniest thing. I actually have this in my notes here. So this is the first time we're doing a live show, so I'm kind of getting acclimated. Hopefully everything's working well. You guys can chat with me and tell me if you can hear me okay and you can see me okay. We're hanging out here on Saturday on Facebook and YouTube. We're going to do this more often. Hopefully the video quality will get better. Patty chatted. I see a few people watching on YouTube and Facebook. So what's up? My name's Nicholas. How you doing, guys? How are you? So, the only time I can think about that really stuck out, where I could understand what a woman would feel like, it's got to be crazy, is in Thailand, where you go to Pattaya, P-A-T-T-A-Y-A. Has anybody been to Thailand? And you walk out of the hotel and there are women just yelling, "Hey, sexy man. Hey, sexy man." And like you feel like you ignore them. You have to like put your head down. And anywhere else, guys would be really happy this is happening. They'd feel amazing, you know, that some women were saying, "Hey, sexy man." They'd be like, "Wow, this is the greatest thing ever that women are saying, 'Hey, sexy man.'" So, I could understand women. I can't imagine. They have to deal with nonsense constantly. But again, women are people too. And I've dealt with women. And sometimes, you know, men and women, they don't tell the truth. They don't do what they say. They're up to some shenanigans as well. I have a friend that I went to high school with. He was accused of rape and found not guilty. And he his name was in the paper. And then I think she admitted that she made it up or something after. I'm not sure about that part, but there was something kind of like that after. And he had to go through hell. And everybody just remembers that he was accused. They don't remember that he was not guilty. So we have all these accusations about all these men, and some of them are probably true, and some of them aren't. And so, you know, men and women both are up to shenanigans. It's definitely not just men, but men definitely can be crazier in terms of... There is some kind of hidden thing that men, it's not really hidden, it's hidden in the media, that yeah, every man, especially driven men, they want like a lot of sex and they want a lot of hot girls. And I'm not sure why people are shocked by this. And I think they shouldn't, it needs to come out so that it actually, we get to the bottom line with it and not just that... everybody's shocked and pointing the finger every time it happens. It's not going to actually solve the issue. It's not going to actually get to the bottom of the issue in terms of why this is happening and what we can do about it. And how do we kind of like harmonize that situation versus just pretending it's just some certain guys and that they're bad and, maybe they did do bad things and that it's not happening. Everybody else is normal. Nobody's normal. I don't think I've ever met a normal human being. I mean, again, if you put everybody's life in a microscope, we're crazy. I mean, people are crazy. So let me know what you think. I would love to know in terms of this issue because it's a really big one. Every time you go on Drudge Report here, you see a different man being accused of something, celebrities. It's almost like every man is on trial. And you know what? Men do a lot of nonsense. Men have been up to a lot of nonsense, but so have women in some cases. There are things that men do a little bit more than women and that it can be quite forceful. And I think that's, you know, that's something we need to get to the bottom of. So the next story we're going to cover, we're hanging out. Welcome to the show if you're just joining us. Welcome to Believe. Saturday night, my Michigan Wolverines lost to Ohio State. I played football at the University of Michigan. And they lost today. So we're streaming live. YouTube.com/Believe Loves You is our website. Or our YouTube, I should say. Believe.love is our website. So welcome. And we're going to do another story, or we're going to do a story here about the show Stranger Than Fiction, excuse me, Stranger Things. And the story is on The Sun. And it was really interesting because Stranger Things is a show, I guess, on Netflix, where they're apparently disclosing a lot of possible truth regarding mind control in the U.S. government. So it's kind of like accepted that, I guess, this show is talking about real-life programs and they're putting it in a show format. That's my understanding. I've seen a lot on InfoWars and Alex Jones talking about it, and I like what he's had to say about it, and I think they are disclosing things, and they're also weaving in certain things that, I don't know, Alex Jones, sometimes when we pay attention to a lot of things, even me, we can have false positives, right? So we can have basically... false positives, meaning not everything we see ends up being correct. So some things, if I'm paying attention to everything and I like people that are on time, and I've done this a lot, sometimes we can get so jumpy that we think somebody's going to be late and they're actually on time, and like we're so used to something being wrong. So sometimes, like Alex Jones, most of what he says actually is true, but you know, sometimes nothing anybody says is 100% true. But anyway, Stranger Things is on Netflix, right? And I like Alex Jones a lot, actually. And I like the people that don't like Alex Jones. I like them all. I like it all. Because everybody has something, I think, good to add. So Stranger Things is a show on Netflix. And I thought this story was interesting. Real-life Stranger Things base uses creepy mass mind control to trigger shootings across the world, conspiracy theorist claims. So there's a guy, Chris Garitano, claims he has evidence sinister mind control experiments are continuing at Camp Hero in Montauk, New York. Is that how you say that? Montauk. So, a U.S. military base that inspired hit drama Stranger Things, so I guess it did inspire the show, is using secret mind control experiments to trigger deadly mass shootings or deadly shootings by a worldwide army of brainwashed assassins, a filmmaker claims. So he grew up, this guy, Chris, he grew up close to Camp Hero. He claims he's uncovered eerie goings on over decades, including child abductions and even time travel. The former Cold War radar station in New York, and it's been the subject of rumors and conspiracy theories since the 1980s. So locals have heard talk of government scientists conducting experiments on snatched foster kids and making contact with aliens. I don't know. Here's what I know about this. So people can check out this article. It's on The Sun. It's thesun.co.uk. But basically, the government's definitely been up to shenanigans. We did a story. It's just like, what shenanigans are they and how deep it goes, you know? And just like all of us and in our last segment, all of us have been up to some degree of shenanigans, some deeper than others, some less. But the government is no different because it's run by people. At least as far as we know, right? Maybe there are other influences involved with the government. So this is no surprise to me if this is true, because there are plenty of mind control, what is it, DARPA? DARPA admitted that there was one paper that where DARPA, which is, I don't even know what that stands for, but I know it's D-A-R-P-A, that the cell phone towers, I think in Baltimore, Maryland, and somebody can Google this and comment and let us know. We're streaming live. There's some people watching, but more people will watch after we split this up into clips and put it on YouTube, right? So, and iTunes and everything else. So basically, DARPA had the cell phone tower, and they admitted that they were sending out energy or something, waves from the cell phone tower to affect the population, I think in Baltimore, Maryland. And I believe this was in the 90s. So they're definitely up to certain things. And also, I can tell you that certain things are disclosed in the media. In shows. I would say in the media as well, but also in shows. And certain things are disclosed in shows and in movies as well, which we're going to get into in this episode. So, Stranger Things And the bass that was used to use creepy mass mind control to trigger shootings across the world could very well be true. I'll tell you what, our biggest video, we had over 100,000 views, was a HAARP video. Whether HAARP was affecting the hurricanes. And we had people come out of the woodwork and literally, because who do you know that's really, really diehard pro HAARP? Like HAARP is H-A-A-R-P. It's like the weather modification thing in Alaska, I think it is, right? And there's probably other ones around the world. But I don't know anybody that's sitting around defending HAARP like with all of their might, like that they're basically HAARP or bust. Like HAARP is the best thing ever, and they must. Nobody really cares about HAARP that much, do they? Honestly, do they really, really care about HAARP, or they're gonna like cuss people out if they say HAARP might have affected hurricanes and we may have a problem there? We may be up to some weird things with HAARP. Like, there were people commenting on this video that I did. It got 100,000 views or 110,000. And they, like, I don't know. It seems like they were paid by the government. I don't know. I don't know anybody. I know people that are anti-Trump and that will cuss you out if you say something good about Trump, or vice versa, they hate Hillary or whatever. But I don't know many people that are really amped up about HAARP. I don't even think many people know about HAARP. So the point is, like, the government definitely is involved with a certain amount of shenanigans. And, you know, we can send love and forgiveness to them. But I want to know what people think about Stranger Things, and if you think this base is real, what people know about it. This base in New York, that and what people know about the shootings that may have been conducted, that this base may have contributed to. You know, we've had so many interviews on our channel. I've interviewed over 100 people. People can search on our youtube.com/believeloveyou. And we've done so many cool interviews with insiders like David Adair and different people, that are business leaders and people into UFO research and people that have worked for the Navy and so many other people. So check it out and let me know what you think, if you think this is real, because I think it's a really interesting story. And along those lines, I want to talk about actually something really interesting. Let's find the first article. Oh my God, there's so much going on in the world. And I'm doing this show live, so it's interesting because I'm talking kind of quiet because I'm looking at the audio levels, like bouncing. And hopefully the audio sounds at the right level, right? Hopefully it sounds good. And I also have to fix, we have different things I have to fix, but that's sometimes what you have to do. You just have to take action. I was messing around all day trying to get this set up, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to turn it on, and maybe we'll hang out with people, and maybe we'll do more of this. Maybe we'll have guests. We might get celebrity guests, and we'll hang out, and we'll talk, we'll chat. And I think it could be really, really cool. So actually, the article is not here, and I am going to grab it. It goes along with this article that's up right now. New brain technologies pose threats to privacy and autonomy that are all too real, expert warns. And so it goes along with the article that we're going to pull up. And it's by Elon Musk. And basically, I can just tell you as I pull it up here, what the story is. Well, let's actually just pull it up. Elon Musk has a new kind of revelation he came out with, right? Tesla's Elon Musk got a fly in here. I tell you what, we've had flies in my condo here. So I'm vegan too, so when I kill flies, I'm like, I don't think that's vegan, but I'm vegan. Here we go. Here's the article. So I'm kind of confused on what I should do about these flies. I can't just let them run rampant. So I've been spraying, but it's weird being vegan because almost everything isn't vegan. Like, our building's vegan. I mean, bugs got killed. Is walking vegan? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if walking's vegan. So when you're vegan, like myself, it's difficult because almost everything isn't vegan. I'm not even sure. I think technically there are bugs living on us, or, you know, so being vegan is tough. So if you see this fly flying around, I've been battling these flies. But anyway, let's get back to the story. Tesla's Elon Musk warns we only have a 5 to 10% chance of preventing killer robots from destroying humanity. So what do you make of that one? Elon Musk was speaking to employees at his firm Neuralink this month, which, by the way, not sure what he's up to, because Neuralink also kind of plugs in, I guess, AI into your brain or something. So I guess he wants to build the good AI. Elon Musk is an interesting guy. I wonder what he really, really, really knows that, you know, I think he wants to play ball with the government. What do you guys think? We've had a lot of people commenting on our Elon Musk videos. We've had, over time, I've done a few of these, and we've gotten a lot of different comments. Elon Musk said that efforts to make AI safe only have a 5 to 10% chance of success. The warning comes shortly after Musk said that regulation of AI was drastically needed because it's a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. Pretty wild. Pretty wild, right? So, basically, my friend Andrew said, is now the time we should move into tents? And I'm not sure. Maybe we should. Maybe we should move into tents and sort of like give up, I guess, is what he's saying. I don't know. What I want to do is build an alternative technology company where, you know, we can give people another opportunity. We're going to get into what, there's an article from Google about Google, there's a couple weird things going on. And I'm going to get back to this Elon Musk story. Inside chilling religion creating God robot a billion times smarter than humans. A former Uber worker has formed an odd cult to build a Godhead robot a billion times smarter than any human. And I think there's a Google guy that's up to this as well. I know. I'm not sure if this is the same guy. Who is this guy? Lewandowski. So people are forming these religions. There's another Google guy that formed a nonprofit or a religion to worship AI as well. And Elon Musk got really mad about it, right? So this thing, Tesla, you know, this thing where Tesla's Elon Musk, that just, you know, I don't know why I said that, Tesla. Tesla, by the way, does Elon Musk know about free energy? I mean, why is he building electric cars? We're building free energy. I don't know if we're going to succeed, but I've got to think he knows about free energy, and the government's just not letting him, or he doesn't want to get in a sort of a war with the government. I'm not sure. Not sure what Elon Musk knows, but he knows a lot more than he can say, I would suggest. And so he wants to build good AI. Basically, the point he makes in this article, this is from the Daily Mail, is that basically, like I said before, we have a 5 to 10% chance of success, and that if we start making regulations later, it's going to be too late. Like, basically, he's saying that usually people ask the government to regulate after some people have gotten screwed over. And if we do that with AI, we're already going to be dead, I guess, is basically what he's saying. That we're not going to have time to react if we're calling to regulate AI. Somebody just saw my feet. I just put my feet on the couch. It's, you know, it's the way it is. we're hanging out. You know, you can see the other videos. We have a studio. I guess I'm more professional in those. I don't know. I don't really, you know what? I just wanted to make an episode. I hope you guys like it. There's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. I want to hang out with you guys more. I want to chat. So far, Patty shouted out in the chat room. What else? What do we got going on Facebook? It's on facebook.com/believeloveyou. So anyway, he's basically saying that if we try to regulate it after people get affected negatively by AI, we're all going to be dead. It's a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. Let's go over some of these other articles. AI researcher warns Skynet killer robots easier to achieve than self-driving cars. That's pretty crazy. The group alleges killer robots now exist, and the bulk of these technological developments are military-funded in the UK, China, Israel, Russia, and the United States. This is a group. What group is this? Well, here's different people trying to... Future of Life Institute. Stuart Russell, a world-leading AI researcher at the University of California in Berkeley, showed the video above to the United Nations Convention on Conventional Weapons on Monday. He said, "The technology illustrated in the film is simply an integration of existing capabilities. It's not science fiction. In fact, it is easier to achieve than self-driving cars, which require far higher standards of performance." Russell wants a preemptive ban on the technology before it's too late. Okay? He claims that a window to halt such technologies is closing and warns that autonomous weapons such as drones, tanks, and automated machine guns are imminent. The Guardian adds, "The military has been one of the largest funders and adopters of artificial intelligence." Artificial intelligence technology. Yeah, so I don't know who's going to see this video. Maybe some people. You know, 1,000. I don't know. But I think we should probably get on this. And what I want to do, and you guys can let me know if you're interested to use something like this. And again, you can spread the links. I know the videos aren't perfect I'm making right now. And I'm kind of like, you know, I get spaced out. So I just say random things. But I want to build a technology that gives people an alternative to being turned into a robot. I mean, we have Google employees, which I use Google a lot. I like Google, but I don't agree that we need to turn ourselves into machines or die. I don't agree that the only way is transhumanism, which is basically you give your soul. Your soul is basically in a frequency range and trapped in a way. And the idea is your body is recreated. There's no need for the body. The problem is, like, it's about the control of that. Of where your soul is going and what frequency range. Like, who's controlling the internet? Who's controlling, you know, the chips that get put into you? Do we really know what's going on with that? So I want to start a technology company where you actually know what's, you get to choose and you know the full story, like the agenda. Like, there is technology actually within us already. You don't have to become a robot to actually look into that. You can look into it already. There's also technology that's been suppressed, like Dr. Royal Rife, Lakovsky, Nikola Tesla. And there's also Qigong hospitals that were in China where they treated 200,000 people and they had... Western doctors there, and they shrunk tumors, and there's all kinds of things. There's natural medicines. We can look into all that. That's actually part of quote-unquote technology. It doesn't just have to lead to us becoming machines and giving up our bodies and having our souls connected to the internet. You know, I think, like, maybe, and I think what Elon Musk is saying is that, like, R2-D2 and C-3PO, Like, that's cool. You know, like, basically, like, nice robots that, like, don't want to take over your soul and kill you, that, like, actually help you. Yeah, like, that's probably good. But we need a company that has that as a goal and not a goal of transforming you into a robot and taking away your human body, and that's what's going to happen. So that's, you know, like, that's the only way. It's not the only way. So if people are interested, I'll try to work on that. I'm already working on it, but, you know, I need your encouragement. That's all I need, just encouragement. If you guys are interested in that, to have an alternative technology company. Another problem, I think, with the technology companies is they're way too far to the left and they're censoring a lot of things. They're censoring different things like, you know, anything that's not along a certain viewpoint. And I don't even think that you need a company that is to the right, per se. I just think that you need to be in the middle, where actually everybody has good ideas. So I think that's another thing that we'd like to do, where actually there's a technology company that's in the middle and very neutral, and it's not, you know, really to the left or the right in terms of politics, but, and they're not censoring things. Based on, you know, being in California or New York, where it's just one way or no, and that's what it is. Because actually the country, especially in the United States and really in the world, is not that way. I mean, it's actually quite diverse, and there's actually a lot of good points a lot of sides have. So I don't think the only agenda has to be to transform ourselves into robots and connect ourselves to the internet and give up our bodies and put our souls in a certain frequency range. And so there's actually proof of that, that that's kind of like what's happening. And, you know, or killer robots are going to come, which Elon Musk is saying we have a 5 to 10% chance of surviving, like right now. And he's a pretty smart guy, actually. And then we have the AI researcher that says, from the University of California, Berkeley, which says that Skynet killer robots are easier to achieve than self-driving cars, and they're basically already here. Another interesting thing to go along the lines of this is head transplant research in China raises serious concerns. And I'm pulling up InfoWars, but this was mainstream news as well. It's not just on InfoWars. You know, some people think InfoWars is not real. This is, you can find this, here we go, what is it, let's see, it links to this, how do you say that, the Epoch Times, somebody correct me, I think I said it correctly. Head transplant research in China raises serious concerns. So basically, like, what's going on is they are actually transplanting heads. There was this Italian researcher, Sergio Canavero, announced that he had carried out the first successful head transplant on November 11th. It was between two corpses, right? So the people weren't alive, or one of them wasn't, or one of them. I guess you would need one living person. I don't even understand transplanting a head. The details of the research were published on November 22nd. There's a link to it. Canavero, who likens himself to Victor Frankenstein, says the experiment is the precursor to the next stage of transplanting between brain-dead subjects. Okay, I get it now. The step after is full head transplant for a living person. It's pretty wild. So the point, and they're doing this in China, they're working out. I was just in China like 2 weeks ago. I didn't see anybody with no head walking around. Or head transplant. It says the Americans did not understand. Yeah, I could see that. It sounds crazy. Here's the point why I'm bringing this up with the AI talk. There's a lot of stuff that's gonna be going on, that's already going on, that we're not being told about. Some of it is has to do with AI. Some of it has to do with, here we have articles where doctors are doing head transplants. People are going to probably be born not from men and women. There are stories, mainstream news stories, where people are being, I think there was a baby born that was not actually carried in a mother's womb at all, or something like that. I know actually there was a very interesting article where it says that men soon may be able to carry babies. So all of this stuff is going to be going on. All of this stuff is going on. Some of it is going on already. And so we're going to have to kind of figure this all out. And we don't have to just give way to a certain ideology in terms of how we're going to deal with this. Doesn't have to be just quote unquote conservative, doesn't have to be quote unquote liberal. But we have to be careful that certain tech companies and corporate interests don't just drive us to what they want. You know, if Google says we're all going to become machines and transform ourselves into machines, we don't have to let that, like, that doesn't have to be the way it is, even if we all like Google search. So I'm going to try, if people are interested, and I'm working on it already, try to build a tech company that at least presents an alternative, and more like C-3PO and R2-D2 versus like Terminator. Because again, Elon Musk, we have a 5 to 10% chance right now of preventing killer robots from destroying humanity. It's pretty amazing. So the last story I want to get into, and thanks for joining me, thanks for hanging out. I hope we get more and more and more people hanging out with us. I see a couple people have popped in on YouTube, so what's up to you all? The last story I want to talk about in this episode of Believe is the movie Justice League. And you know, there was another movie, and Justice League is a movie that just came out. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 41%. Actually, it made almost $100 million at the box office. But the interesting thing about Justice League, I've seen a lot of these negative stories. What went wrong with the Justice League at the box office? I don't know what the deal with this is, because it made $93.9 million. So, and it's number one by a lot. And I saw another movie, you know, this Rotten Tomatoes, I go to it all the time. Do you guys go to Rotten Tomatoes? I look at the reviews, and some of them are really accurate. Like, I've seen some other movies that are like 50%, and they are terrible. It's true. Like, sometimes they are. But there's been a couple times where there are movies that are not terrible that get terrible reviews, and I start to wonder why. And actually, if you look at Justice League, audience score 83%. Tomato meter 41%. I think it used to be lower, like 36%. And you know, another movie that was like this was the one with Tom Hanks. That was, oh my gosh, it was the third one in the Da Vinci Code series, right? And in that movie they discussed, or it was about a mass population wipeout. Like, basically that the population was going to get wiped out, and Tom Hanks was trying to prevent that, and it was in Italy, and, you know, the Da Vinci Code was in Italy, so it has to do with the Vatican and things like that. And that movie got a really low rating, but I was in Vegas, and I just saw it by myself because I was like, what the hell? I got nothing else to do right now. I might as well check out a movie, right? So I saw this movie, and I was like, that, you know, Rotten Tomato gave it like a 30-something percent, and I'm like, that's actually a really good movie. Like, why is it getting a 30-something percent? And then, you know, so a week or two ago, we saw Thor, and on here, you see Thor got a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, right? Really high score, or high reviews. I saw it. It was to me, it was terrible. I don't know. Like, maybe to kids, it would be good. It was really bad. I thought it was really bad. I thought it was trying to be like Guardians of the Galaxy, but it was too, it was just, I fell asleep and then we left in Thor and it got a 92%. So I was like, man, Justice League must really suck because if Thor got a 92 and it was terrible, Justice League got a 41%. At the time, the rating was 30-something% for Justice League. So, but I got this thing called MoviePass. By the way, MoviePass is interesting, and I thought it was a scam. It turns out it's not. You go to MoviePass.com. It's like $9.95 a month, and there's an annual plan that's like, I think, $90 a year, which is like $7.50 a month. And basically, you can see unlimited 2D movies, and it's pretty amazing. So like movies in Miami Beach here, they're like $13. And you can, for the price of half a movie a month, you can see a movie every day that's 2D. You still have to pay for IMAX or 3D. And actually, we did pay for a Thor in 3D. And again, we fell asleep and then we left. But so I'm like, all right, I'll check out Justice League. It can't, you know, if it sucks, I'll just leave because I have MoviePass, so it's, I'm not paying for it, right? So I go to the theater, go to Justice League. I don't know what to expect. I'm thinking it's probably bad because sometimes they throw together like a bunch of heroes and maybe like Batman, the Batman with Bane in it was one of my favorite movies of all time. And when I was 13, I had those comic books, Nightfall, K-N-I-G-H-T, Nightfall. And it was a great movie, I thought, because it's real, like the Batman movies with Christian Bale, at least. And it was just very real, very authentic, right? So I didn't know what to expect. So within 5 minutes of sitting down to see Justice League, I'm like, this is way better than Thor. Like within 5 minutes, I could just tell this is better than Thor. Why, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm still like, it got such a low rating. I'm like, what's wrong with this movie? Like, is it gonna get bad? Is it gonna get slow? No, it was really, really, really good. It was really good. And I'm gonna tell you what I think is going on with some of these reviews. And I think what Rotten Tomatoes does is they report the reviews from mainstream media. And you know how that goes about, you know, the polls for the presidential election, you know, how that went. That was kind of all like incorrect. No matter who you wanted to win, the polls were off by a lot. Not even close. Actually, almost the opposite, right? I mean, actually, it was the opposite. So I'm thinking, like, why is this Tom Hanks, The Da Vinci Code, number 3? It said it was terrible, and it was actually really good. And then the Justice League. It said it was terrible, and it's really, really good. I mean, for me, Justice League was in the 90s in terms of a movie. And so you look at the storylines and like, oh, okay. So there, the Tom Hanks one with the Da Vinci Code, number 3, they were talking about a mass extinction where like a billionaire wants to save humanity while by killing billions of people. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. So, and that's what the movie's about. And then they stop this guy from doing it. And so you see this plan, and that's actually like on the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia, which are real, like to depopulate the planet to 500 million. And there's some guy in England, a king or somebody that died, a prince, that also said like, if he died, he'd want to come back as a virus so we could kill a lot of people to like save humanity. Now also, like, my understanding is if everybody lived at the same population density as what Hong Kong, people in Hong Kong are living in, which is like 700 square feet apartment in a city, the entire population of the world right now could fit in Texas, like right now. So, which is what, 7 billion people? So if we lived like people live in Hong Kong, which isn't a city, the entire population could fit in Texas right now. So, and when you drive across the United States, there's a lot of open land. Like, I don't think we need to kill billions of people. I just don't think we need to do it. And there are people, some people have said Bill Gates is into this depopulation agenda. And Ted Turner, maybe, you know, that's, I guess, who is possibly into the Georgia Guidestones. So the idea is, like, does Rotten Tomatoes or the reviews that are behind Rotten Tomatoes, are they rating these movies low because they don't want you to see what they're actually disclosing in the movie? Because Da Vinci Code number 3, which is, it's called something else. It's called, you know, it's with Tom Hanks. It's the third one in the Da Vinci Code series. That was actually a good movie. The story was good. The action was good. Justice League is also actually a good movie. It's actually really good. And we'll get into what Justice League is about. You know, I'm not going to give every detail away, but we'll talk about some things that if you see it, definitely watch. My point is, like, I think some of these reviews are because some movies actually disclose a lot of truth. Another one I can tell you, I'm not sure what the reviews were, but Captain America 2, I think it was, Winter Soldier, which discusses false flags, like straight up. It's talking about false flags. And I don't think the mainstream media wants you to see some of these movies. I think they get rated poorly because people don't actually want you to, because the movies actually discuss things that are real. So we have audience score 83, tomato meter 41. Now in Justice League, what I think that, the reason why I think that the mainstream media or whoever's behind this 41, why they rated it poorly so that people don't think it's good, because it actually discloses a lot of truth about really, I think, what's actually going on in the world. And a few notes that I made. Things that if you see Justice League, which I highly recommend that you check it out. Basically, let me grab my notes here. So it talks a lot about Satanism. I mean, it doesn't talk about it. Justice League is a movie, so there's stuff going on. But there's a satanic figure in the movie. And so in a way, it sort of exposes what could be going on with Satanism actually in our world right now. It also has, there are these beings in Justice League which feed on fear. So you can watch that. And actually, everything that has been kind of told, that I've come across, says that that's actually real. That there are beings that feed on fear. And if you just turn on your local news, you know, a lot of times we're being programmed with fear all the time. And there are beings that are feeding off of this fear. And so in Justice League, there are actually those beings feeding on fear specifically. And it's very interesting how it all ties together in the movie. And I could see why maybe people that know this is going on wouldn't want you to see Justice League. I really could. Another part of Justice League, which is interesting, there is a computer element, and there's sort of a cyborg element, and they're talking about it tapping into quote-unquote mother's energy from the satanic figure. That's what this, it's Steppenwolf is the satanic figure in Justice League. And he, one of the good guys in Justice League was turned into this cyborg, right? So he, Steppenwolf, you know, can tell that this good guy can tap into the computer energy. And it's like Elon Musk has said, for example, that AI is like summoning the devil. Like, he's a respected guy in the tech community, and it's not just him that said this. You know, the mark of the beast, a lot of people say, is getting chipped. And, you know, there are chip parties now where employees are getting chipped. And you know, and you're seeing you slide your credit card in a chip reader now, and they're getting you ready for people to put their hands under there with chips. And who controls the internet what those chips are going to be connected to, right? That's the beginning. That's the beginning. So in the movie Justice League, there are elements of basically a computer godlike energy that's like technology, which is associated with Satan. And I think that people, there's certain people that want that information suppressed, because I think that's actually what's going on. I guess in the Bible it talks about promise of all knowledge, and that's sort of associated with Satanism. Again, we don't know everything, so what we think all knowledge is only maybe in this universe, in this realm. We're not just these human bodies right now. We're not just this life. So if we get plugged into this all knowledge thing and we get turned into robots and associated with Satan or somebody promising us all knowledge, we're actually probably missing so much else that's outside of this life. And if you look at the near-death experience studies and what people describe, I don't think we need to just get trapped into a sort of a computer system. And so Justice League actually really, I wasn't expecting this at all. I had no idea what it would be about, but it was a really great movie because it went over a lot of these issues. And so I think that the reason why it got a low rating, and I was even thinking when I first saw it, I was in the theater like, oh man, this probably will suck. It got like at the time a 36%, now it's 41%. And it was really great. It was actually like one of my favorite movies. I mean, it was really up there. I liked Avatar. I saw it in a huge IMAX screen. Avatar, it was beautiful when it first came, you know, first came out. It was amazing on a really, really big screen. And I loved the second Batman with Bane and Christian Bale. Really one of my favorite movies. And then, you know, this one is right up there. Really good movie. So sometimes these reviews, I think, are affected by other interests. You know, people may be suppressing some information, or they don't want people to see it. But I want to know what you guys think. You know, these are just ideas. On Believe, of course, and our website is www.believe.love. Let me pull it up right here. www.believe.love. We got more people coming in the chat. How you doing? We're gonna put this episode up live for all of you guys. So we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. By the way, our YouTube is youtube.com/believeloves you. We're up to almost 4,000 subscribers. So you join the community when you hang out with us, you chat, send me an email, believe@believe.love. We're getting more emails. And spread the links. I mean, we want to help you to find your truth, to believe in yourself, and to achieve success. So you can get us on at Facebook at facebook.com/believeloveyou, and iTunes, believeiTunes.com, twitter.com/believeloveyou, and Android is believeandroid.com. You'll get over to Stitcher so you can get the audio versions as well. So, you know, it's really been an honor hanging out with you guys tonight. We're getting more watchers here at the end of the night. So I hope you guys are doing good out there watching. Again, my Michigan Wolverines, I played football for them. They lost to Ohio State today. It was tough. It was tough. They had a chance, but they lost. We need to pull it together. You know, the last time that we won, I was on the team. We haven't beaten Ohio State in a long time. But I don't think I'm not going to say it was because of me. Necessarily. I'm small and white, but I played on the team. It was good. So, thank you for joining us on Believe. I really want you to succeed. We want to try to bring different perspectives to everybody and try to present, more alternative media and other viewpoints, and also send love to all the people that might be screwing us over. I mean, send forgiveness and love as much as possible. I certainly need to do it. I had tough times today, man. Did you guys have, anybody have a tough day out there where I was like bitching and just feeling like hell and just angry? People were just irritating the crap out of me. And I had to look at myself and look at that pain that was coming up, that anger, and just examine it. Like, what the hell's going on with me? And actually just let that feeling just go and let it out. And then I felt better, and it helped me because now I could do this show tonight. So we're going to try to make these better and better, these shows, and get better guests. We have hundreds of free videos at believe.love, interviews with so many cool people. And I hope that you enjoy it, and it's an honor to be with you. So thank you very much, and I look forward to speaking with you again. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you for joining us on Believe.